Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And here we are again on a Monday. Came right around again, Alan.
Well, it did. You know, we had a pleasant weekend. Our grandson, Noah, was home. And it was wonderful to see this little boy growing up. And, of course, we went to see Viva Las Vegas. It was at the Mehewi this weekend in Great Barrington. And as Gene Shalit once said of the movie Ishtar, terrible.
Not an Academy Award winner for sure by Elvis, but
no.
We're going to take a look at what's making news this morning. And how about this, Alan? And I'm just hearing a little bit of this on the BBC before we came in the studio. Two men have been charged in the killing of Kremlin critic Boris Nemtsov, and three other suspects have been jailed. A lot of Russian voices this morning expressing skepticism about where this originates.
You can say that again, David. We do know that Putin has had little tolerance for his political enemies. And the way that this works, of course, is that after a while, people don't believe a word that you're saying. Now, the New York Times had a very interesting article this weekend, which basically laid out the fact that the people in Russia are fiercely nationalistic. We saw something like this during the run-up to World War II. When, because of sanctions and because the West was not tolerating the bad behavior by Japan, there was a tremendous urge towards war, and that's how we got Pearl Harbor. I mean, you know, I'm not suggesting for a single second that the sanctions are wrong, but I am saying that you can see that there is a sort of pushback on the part of the Russian people towards all of this, and that could end up in total disaster.
50 years after civil rights protesters endured the brutal beatings of Bloody Sunday, President Obama was in Alabama, Alan, and sought to recast their bravery as the highest form of patriotism. Of course, as he says, Selma, the march is not over yet.
No, and it isn't over yet. As you've seen, there's this sort of decapitation of the Civil Rights Act, which was one of the best things that ever came out of the Johnson administration. And right now, the right-wing forces in this country have basically said, we don't need it anymore. So we do, and obviously we see the specter of what's left over with racism. I tell you, David, I was very touched to watch the president and his wife and John Lewis and children all marching in this parade. It was an emotional experience, frankly, because good for the president for taking that step. And, you know, in the beginning, it was post-racial. Now he's acknowledging that there are real problems still in this country.
Finally, Alan, we witnessed this last week, but the headline today in the New York Times, race in Iraq and Syria to shield art from Islamic State.
Well, look, we know what these folks are doing. They're doing everything in their power, the Islamic State, IS, doing everything in its power to alienate the West, to prove to their population that they are the true Islamists, and that while most of us think that they are not, it doesn't much matter if they succeed in winning the appeal to their populations. And if they say false idols are the great art of our world and that they're going to destroy it, it's all part of the same kind of thing which allows them to shock everybody by, you know, executing people who don't deserve it. It is just the way that it is. And sooner or later, they're going to have to pay the price.